Caroline Glick, Trump's tweets term correctly linked anti-Americanism to anti-Semitism. By Caroline Glick on July 17, 2019. President Donald Trump's tweets on Sunday drew predictable condemnation. But aside from the partisan debate about whether they were racist, they contained an important truth: hatred of Jews and hatred of America are linked. Trump told the so-called squad of radical Democrats, Reps. Ilhan Omar, DMN, Rashida Tlaib, DME, Ianga Pressley, DMA, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, they could leave the country if they hate it so much. He drew criticism because he said that they came from foreign countries. In fact, only Omar did. But Trump also highlighted a basic fact about the nature of leftist ideology. Just as the Iranian regime views the United States and Israel as two sides of the same coin, with the Ayatollahs dubbing the U.S. the Great Satan and Israel the Little Satan, so the radical left views the U.S. and Israel the most powerful democracy in the world and the only democracy in the Middle East as states with no moral foundation for existing. Although other presidents have spoken out against hatred of Jews and Israel on the one hand and hatred of America on the other, it is hard to think of another example of a U.S. leader making the case that the two hatreds are linked as Trump did this week. This is important, because they are linked. The haters see both America and the Jews as all-powerful forces who use their power to bend the world to their nefarious, avaricious, greedy aims. They stereotype both Americans and pro-Israel and traditional Jews as vulgar and fascist. Pew Research Center studies of European perspectives on Jews and Americans show a massive overlap between anti-Semitic attitudes and anti-American ones. As the American left has become more radical, it has also become more aligned with those toxic European attitudes towards both the United States and Israel. One example is evident at the U.S.-Mexico border. The left's opposition to enforcing American immigration laws goes hand in hand with the view that the Jewish people have no right to national self-determination in their homeland and that the Jewish state has no right to exist. As political philosopher Yoram Hazani argued in his book, The Virtue of Nationalism, Nationalism, and, indeed, the concept of a nation itself, is a biblical concept. The nation of Israel is the first nation. And the American Founding Fathers' conception of the United States and the American nation was rooted in the biblical concept of nationhood and nationalism of the Jews. As Trump tweeted, the four sirens of the socialist revolution are a dire threat to the Democratic Party. By embracing the likes of Reps. Omar and Tlaib with their repeated statements against the United States, Jews and Israel and their tolerance for terrorist groups and terrorists, and by embracing Ocasio-Cortez who likens America to Nazi Germany, replete with concentration camps, the Democratic Party is indeed embracing anti-Americanism and anti-Semitism. And, as Trump tweeted, it is the Democrats, not the Republicans, and certainly not the president, who are making Israel a partisan issue. They are doing so by abandoning Israel and embracing anti-Semitic conceptions of nationalism and of the Jewish and American nations. Trump's tweet storm, however controversial, showed that he is personally committed to fighting hatred of Jews and Israel. As he was being targeted as a racist by Democrats, the Department of Justice was holding a conference on combating anti-Semitism. The conference, which placed a spotlight on campus anti-Semitism, did not shy away from discussing and condemning anti-Semitism on the left as well as on the right, and Islamic anti-Semitism. In his remarks before the conference, Attorney General William Barr discussed the galloping hostility Jewish students face in U.S. universities today. In his words, on college campuses today, Jewish students who support Israel are frequently targeted for harassment, Jewish student organizations are marginalized, and progressive Jewish students are told they must denounce their beliefs and their heritage in order to be part of intersectional causes. He added, "We must ensure for the future of our country and our society that college campuses remain open to ideological diversity and respectful of people of all faiths." In her remarks at the Justice Department conference, Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos championed Israel and discussed actions her department is taking to combat campus anti-Semitism and specifically the so-called boycott, divestment, sanctions, BDS, movement against Israel and its American supporters. In DeVos' words, "The BDS campaign is one of the most pernicious threats of anti-Semitism on college campuses. These bullies claim they stand for human rights, but we all known that BDS stands for anti-Semitism, she said. She noted that Education Department intervention forced Williams College to cancel an anti-Semitic ruling against a Jewish campus group, and that the department is currently investigating the use of federal funds by Duke University and the University of North Carolina to finance a conference featuring anti-Semitic and pro-terror speakers. And it is a testament to Trump's moral courage that he is willing to speak the truth about anti-Semitism and anti-Americanism even at the cost of wall-to-wall calumny by Democrats and the media. Caroline Glick is a world-renowned journalist and commentator on the Middle East and U.S. foreign policy, and the author of The Israeli Solution, a one-state plan for peace in the Middle East. Read more at www.carolineglick.com.